Thanks, Baz, and good morning, Steve. Certainly not every casino here in Las Vegas, but some could almost be mistaken for kennels. So many people have animals with them, and some even claim that their animal friend is their emotional support dog, so they can eat with them at restaurants and buffets. It's one of my pet peeves. Actual service dogs, of course, are amazing and often trained for up to 18 months to do their jobs. In a casino, you can walk away, not something you can do in the air. Complaints about animals on planes have risen 326% since 2013 as passengers try to claim that everything from monkeys and rabbits to peacocks and even a miniature horse as their emotional support animal. The Transportation Department, this is for real, now has a proposed rule that would let airlines ban most emotional support animals and board only specially trained service dogs.
I reckon the flight attendants would be pretty happy about this, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they're not the only ones. So are many who use actual service dogs. Sharon Genovoso is blind. Her service dog was attacked at the airport by an untrained canine.
If I would have been at the top of an escalator and that happened, I probably wouldn't end up at the bottom of the escalator.
And Steve, you're right. Flight attendants like the new rule. This is Sarah Nelson from the Association of Flight Attendants.
Our airplanes started to look like Noah's Ark. We had every kind of animal there could be, and we had every kind of safety and health issue because of it.
Last year, Southwest Airlines handled 190,000 of these animals without charge. Of course, money is an issue. Airlines charge up to $125 for small pets inside the cabin. Spirit Airlines, which charges extra for everything, claim they lose more than $1 million a year because people claim their house pets are something more. The rule would also prohibit airlines from banning specific breeds of dogs if the animal qualifies as a service dog. Delta Airlines, which bans pit bulls, says it's studying the proposal. The public has 60 days to comment before the rule goes into effect.